This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as we know, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding on it right now, so welcome aboard. All right, talking in the last hour a little bit about Roseanne Barr situation and what kind of massive distraction that has to play with New California and California. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in the third hour as well. But with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, this whole thing about Roseanne Barr, people losing their jobs and everything, I mean, this has been an absolute disaster for ABC in the long run. Is it my imagination, or is it something else going on out there? Other people have said and done far worse than Roseanne Barr here, and all of a sudden she's fired. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, John Goodman lost his job as well.
Yeah, and, that's right.
When you take a look at this situation. It is a major distraction, and that's what you can say. Paul, take over just for one moment, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Well, yeah. Okay, well, I'm taking over for one moment. Obviously, speaking of distractions, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show is being distracted momentarily here. He's going to come back to us. But anyway, what we're trying to do is get everybody to understand that this big distraction, everybody's crazy in the media. And I was telling them about an article that I put up there. I actually wrote the article. Back in March, about David Hogg being Valerie Jarrett's boy toy. Now, no one fired me for that. I mean, but that's a fact. It's pretty obvious that she was fawning all over David Hogg. Now, we're talking about this big protest they had in March, Now, remember, 17 kids died in Marjorie Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida. And all of a sudden, he's some big hero. He wasn't, according to his reports, he wasn't even at the campus when the shooting went down. But he became all of a sudden some sort of big hero. And by the way, just a year ago, he was living in Torrance, California. Oh, and I failed to mention that his dad was an FBI agent. But here we have the situation that's going on with Valerie Jarrett fawning all over him the day of, or actually it was the day before, maybe not the day after, this big march that they had about, you know, trying to stop automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, you know, assault weapons. That's really what this whole thing was about with him. But, you know, we can't be distracted by any of that. But the story that I put up was the big story yesterday. It still is trending as a big story right now on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, you had to dive into the archives to find that story. That's my point. Yet, because it was done last, what, 2 months ago. So people are diving into the history of Agenda 21 Radio, I guess, to find out these stories. And it was a big story. I mean, it got hundreds, if not a couple thousand, views. So that's, you know, when you get that sort of thing going on, you really kind of have to take it into perspective of what is, the, of course, the greater distraction or non-distraction that's out there. Scott, is it with us yet? I guess he's not. Anyway, so in a minute, we're hopefully going to be rejoined by Scott Adams with the Scott Adams Show here. Okay, so the big distraction goes on. And as Scott was saying, and which is true, John Goodman lost his job. The whole cast of characters on the Roseanne Barr Show is out, including the producers and so on. Now, I don't know. You know, when you get a big hit, it was number one, a big hit like this on ABC, you know, that's big money. So, anyway, this whole thing to me is some sort of distraction, as I was saying in the last hour. And we're going to hopefully get up here with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, to get this sort of his perspective on what's going on with the Roseanne Barr barring. But, you know, if you're ABC, is this just something they just played off of to create the bigger distraction? Because remember, all these ABC, NBC, the mass media, the mainstream media is bought off by the globalists. We know that. That's who we're fighting. That's who the battle is. Are you with us, Scott?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We had a distraction here in the studio, Real Estate Talk Radio studio.
That's all right. We get it. We get it. Okay, so this distraction about Roseanne, what do you think they're distracting away from?
Oh, well, they don't want to talk about the speech in Nashville. That's number one. Number two, they don't want to talk about North Korea and what's happening in New York today. That's a huge success for Trump. Also, they want to take the moral high ground. They want to actually make the Republicans look small. I remember getting a caller in today, and they were watching CNN, and they said that Trump was they had Trump on the background, and they were showing some audio clip of him looking a little bit like, you know, animated. And they muted him, and they were talking about racism. So right away, you know, you're supposed to think that somehow Trump is unhinged and there's racism going on.
Right.
Of course, couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, you know, one of the things that is really kind of interesting, if you watch, and I have not watched CNN, or I just don't do it, of course, but a couple weeks ago, I relayed this to my audience. A couple of weeks ago, I did have an opportunity to sit down and watch some CNN, and I can't remember what the story was, but it was the same kind of thing where they had a character, they had Trump in the background, and Trump was silenced, and they had their panel up there. What is it with CNN? And they've got everybody, they've got these massive panels. I mean, eight people, seven people. I mean, what kind of confusion can reign? What could possibly go wrong with a panel on live national TV like that? But they're all singing the same song. They're all people of like mind. They and of course, all they want to do is bash Trump.
I remember seeing a lady say, "How dare you question our sources?" And of course, their sources don't even exist, number one. And number two, people like Jake Tapper are hired from the brass, the top brass. And those top brass, they get speaking engagements at Goldman Sachs. Who knows people at Goldman Sachs but the Clinton Foundation? And so therefore, you know, it's like, hey, if you treat me right, you get, you know, a $500,000 or $250,000 speaking engagement at Goldman Sachs. I'll make sure that happens, wink, wink. And all of a sudden, you got this, you know, corral of ideas that happen to be liberal propaganda. You know, I was saying on the show, The problem for the Republicans, and we really need to address this, is that there's a blockade for us to make it to the top, because in our editorial boards, in our Hollywood, in CEO boardrooms, when you have liberals up there at the top, look at Silicon Valley, look at the New York Times, look at the universities, look at Hollywood. When you have these liberal leaderships, they block Republicans from actually making it up the ranks. They do. They block them. But the Republicans don't do that. The Republicans don't look at it that way. They don't block. They don't. They have a lot more tolerance. They're not intolerant. And so, therefore, liberals throughout the course of time have had two tracks to the top, whereas the Republican voice is squashed right down there near the bottom. And we don't have enough leadership. We don't have enough at the top of the cultural war here in America, and that's a problem for the Republicans. And it's because we're tolerant and because the liberals are intolerant that they're winning this battleground in the cultural war.
Well, you know, one of the things that has come up is this whole thing about the picture. We were talking about this in the last hour, the picture of the two kids laying in the caged area. And you know, that old trick of pulling up past history from years before and trying to make it today's news would have worked years ago. But the problem that they have is that they have now a new stream media. They have the alternative media, which has a memory and can bring that up, because it was our folks, people like you and I, that pulled that memory chip into reality. That was a couple of years ago, and that was under Obama. It wasn't under Trump. You can see that there's a level of desperation. Anyway, we got Scott Adams with us. We'll be right back.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about the distractions, if you will, away from Donald Trump. And one of the things he had was a great speech last night in Tennessee, and I did happen to pick up on most of it. I listened to it, and I thought it was a very, very good speech. And Scott, you were alluding to the speech that Donald Trump made last night, which, you know, everybody is, you know, and I would have to agree, said it was a very, very good speech. And he's getting better at these things. And, you know, you'd think after doing a few of them, he'd get better. And he does. And he's getting stronger in terms of his delivery for, I think, really meaningful and impactful dialogue. And especially on this, now these, the elections are coming up, he's really starting to put the pedal to the metal, so to speak.
That was a rally speech. That was a campaign rally speech for Marsha Blackburn, who I think is a great trooper, you know, a great warrior for the Trump agenda. And she'll be a great senator when she wins that seat, and I believe she'll win it. Better than Bob Corker, right? And, you know, the thing is that this whole Roseanne Barr thing, you know, Bill Maher from HBO, Bill Maher,
mm-hmm.
he compared Trump to being an ape. Okay, so it's right. on my social media. Also, I think that what Michelle Wolf did, who works for Netflix, who works for has a show called The Break, the Obama channel. She basically, you know, was the one that at the White House Correspondents' Dinner badmouthed Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, if you ask me, and I'm not going to defend what Roseanne Barr said, but you know what? What she did pales in comparison to what Michelle Griffin did. Beheading our president, or what Michelle Wolf, Kathy Griffin did.
Kathy Griffin,
Michelle
yeah.
Wolf. Michelle Wolf, what she did was she basically called Sarah Sanders fat, ugly, and unethical. Now, to me, that is more hurtful in a room of liberal pundits in person, live and in person, unexpected, than what Roseanne Barr did. And what do you expect? Roseanne Barr is that kind of comedian that is out there on the fringe. You know, I remember when she did a national anthem and she sang it off key on purpose. She tries to be funny. You know, it was okay when Michelle Wolf said, you know, I'm going to continue to try to be funny. It doesn't always work. Okay, well, maybe that's the case for Roseanne Barr, but you see the difference. ABC, within an hour, cut her show and didn't really care about anything in terms of the fallout of the other yeah. people that were working on the show.
You know,
so Disney has some explaining to do. And by the way, Roseanne Barr is going to keep her money, I'm sure of it, because there's so much precedence going the other way that – if they try to, you know, stifle her income and take her money away from her, she's going to have a lawsuit on her hands because there's so much precedence that would really be a clear indication of discrimination
mm-hmm.
From a political perspective.
You know, the immediacy is another. See, to me, that's another sign. See, I got the conspiracy theory hat going on here. The tinfoil is working. I put my tinfoil hat chin strap on. And the immediacy with which this happened, it was so quick. And quite frankly, I think it was something that was not really realized throughout the whole, you know, world out there yet. But it was so quick. It was almost like it was planned.
Well, there is a lot of spotlight now on Valerie Jarrett, too.
Right.
And so, you know, I think this. I think that if Roseanne Barr may have even planned it herself in the sense that she knows she's going to keep her money. She's got a lawsuit waiting in the wings if things go south for her. I think she's on good, solid legal ground, number one. Number two, I think there has not been enough spotlight on Valerie Jarrett, who was born and raised for her first 5 years of her life in Iran. She conspired with Obama. to basically have an anti-American exceptionalism campaign that was not really good advocacy for America, great for radical Islam, and they just basically see the world in a way that where America is just another country and not
exceptional. She was deeply involved in the Arab Spring. How many people died?
But I just want to underscore that I think that this thing has more to do about American exceptionalism and cultural debate and discussion and cultural war. We're going through a civil war of ideas, and that's why it's so important when Trump speaks up and he says, one flag, bleed the same blood, all of those things he says in every single speech, those are really important, because what he's really talking about is the American identity. And what are we to defend if they tear apart our monuments, and if they tear apart and divide us as races and open our borders and don't care about our language? Then what are we actually defending at? What point do we lose our identity, Paul? And that's what this is all about. This is a Solilinsky operation in play, post Obama era, and Trump understood that from the very beginning, and that's why you hear him talk about one flag, bleeding the same blood every single chance he gets, because that's where the fight is.
Right, and you know, the other part of it is the rehabilitation of Valerie Jarrett, because you know, she's had you know, it brought, like you said, it's brought a lot of light on Valerie Jarrett, and she now all of a sudden, I was hearing this morning that she's sort of she's taken the higher road, and she says, "Well, it's a learning experience for everybody." Now, wait a minute. Why are we rehabilitating her? Because, you know, could it be something's going on in another part of the country, like in Nevada or in Utah, where the Bundys are? Because you got to remember, it was Valerie Jarrett in the war room working alongside Comey that actually ended up killing Lavoie Finicum. And there's a lot of spotlight being focused on those guys, and a lot of people don't know and understand, perhaps, how Valerie Jarrett played a role in that. The other part of it is we saw Valerie Jarrett with the boy toy. I call him the boy toy. That's David Hogg. And you may recall that when David Hogg organized and had that big parade, not parade, but that demonstration in Washington in March, guess who was right there to receive him right after the march? It was Valerie Jarrett at a big reception. And I termed him, you know, I said that that was Valerie Jarrett's new boy toy. That was the number one article on Agenda 21 Radio yesterday. It was got several thousand views yesterday off our website, and it was a story back in March. So you see, something's going on to make her seem a lot more human, if you will, and a lot more softer, the softer side of Valerie Jarrett.
Where she comes from and what she's about. There's a really good article I posted on my social media from the National Review from 2011. Dust these old articles off and you'll get a better understanding today of what's happening.
That's exactly right. You are spot on. And, you know, Valerie Jarrett's, what was it, her uncle? I can't remember. I was going to do this. Now, we've got stories about him. He was the Chicago Tribune writer. Who was espousing, you know, Saul Alinsky and communism, and his very, very good friend was
Obama's ties to Edward Said.
Frank Marshall Davis.
Yeah.
And the Obama connection to Frank Marshall Davis, because Frank Marshall Davis was Valerie Jarrett's uncle's friend, and he was writing those articles about how the Saudis should be having more financing more blacks in America so that they could revolt. That was going on. And then what you read, who was the other one that was just, you were just saying?
Well, Khalidi and then Edward Said.
Right.
Said. And these were friends of Barack Obama, and they were basically inspired by their, they had this connection where, you know, Barry was in, you know, was Barry Satoru in Indonesia, and it was Valerie Jarrett in Iran for you know, their youth. And so they looked at the United States of America differently. And this is what was written in the by their biographer and quotes from Valerie Jarrett herself, saying that they saw America as not from a different lens, that was not American exceptionalism, but basically one of many nations. And that's what really inspired the Cairo speech. and the apology tour. You juxtapose that with the Riyadh speech that Trump gave as his first foreign policy speech, and it's clearly different. You know, they're completely opposite ends of the spectrum. That's why Trump is the biggest threat to this war of ideas and this American exceptionalism. This is a cultural war, and what happened with Roseanne Barr is just a part of it. Every Republican black person I know wasn't offended by it. I'm a Native American Indian. My father was a Native American Indian chief. I don't get upset every time I see the Redskins or the Florida State Seminoles with a hatchet. You know, I don't get upset about that. I don't take that the wrong way. By the way, it's 2018. Get over it. That's at this point. You know, even Howard Cosell got suspended because he used the term monkey. Look at that monkey run. Well, guess what? Five times before that, he actually was talking about a white guy running. You know, look at that monkey run. So he wasn't a racist. They tried to make it out to be. But right now it's 2018, and I don't think anybody really should be having a problem with this kind of racial rhetoric. I think we're all above this by now and beyond that.
It's not rocket science. You have to remember, too, that she has ties to Bill Ayers.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. No, this is a whole different kind of change the identity of America, cultural war, run it with socialism values, and take away our monuments, take away our history, take away our colors, open our borders, take away our language, and what do we have left but a big, bad government to defend? I mean, that's all we have. And even Joe Biden was on the tape, you know, saying, you know, we're all about this new world order, and by 2017 we're going to be speaking of the multi-language. The white population is going to be less than 50% by 2017, and that's a good thing. They're trying everything they can to basically change the identity of America. And guess who's still going to run it, though? People like Joe Biden. They'll still be running it, but they'll be basically running a whole different kind of population. Because, see, that population, they can groom and cultivate into voting for the liberal agenda 86%.
Mm-hmm. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said grooming, which is the operative term.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, and we got to be careful about it. You know, we are about to lose our country, and there is a reason why there's about 85% of the countries in the world. Look at Mexico. They got this Mexican leftist presidential candidate widens lead. It's happening everywhere around the world where the liberals and the socialist agenda is literally winning. Look at all of the Europe states. Look at all the Asian countries. They're very socialist. They're very tyrannical. They're very monolithic. Well, we're not a democratic country like or capitalist state like ours.
Well, you know, and that goes to the issue that I was talking about in the last hour, that the big distraction, which is exactly this is nothing more than a distraction away from other things. And we played the clip from Tommy Lahren this morning on Fox News, who was talking about the border issue in California and the rest of the nation, but mostly in California. And how we don't seem to be too concerned about a lot of things that are going on there. And so, you know, when you start to take even at the global picture, like you said, because these events are happening all around the world. I mean, let's take a look at Colombia. Take a look at Venezuela. Take a look at the Central American countries. All in turmoil, but turning this is turmoil, really, that's been the result of socialist/communist countries.
Taking power away from the people and giving it to tyrannical governments like socialist governments that actually see things like Nancy Pelosi, higher taxes, or Maxine Waters, impeachment, or Keith Ellison, open borders. You know, these are really flawed and stupid ideas that are being perpetrated by the left. And they are seizing the day. They see an opportunity where they are close and they think they can win this cultural war. They won't. And we're lucky, Paul, because we have someone like Donald Trump. But a lot of these other countries didn't. If Hillary Clinton won that election in 2016, it would have been lights out, game over for America, and you know it.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. We would be doing completely different. We wouldn't be on the radio right now. There's no doubt. There would be no Red State Talk Radio, Agenda 21, Scott Adams. None of that would be gone. They would be gone.
in jail.
That's more like it. It's called rounding up the usual suspects. And yeah. We would be in that category. That's exactly what would happen.
The IRS would be all over our taxes, and the cops would be pulling us over for picking our nose.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the fundamental issue, I think, is exactly what you're talking about, is that there's bigger forces out there. These bigger forces are playing crazily around the world, and they're impacting us. We don't see it because we're being so distracted by so many things like Roseanne Barr. I would proffer to say that even the Korean situation is, in fact, a major distraction. Now, I appreciate, certainly appreciate the fact that Donald Trump is closing down the Korean War finally after all these years. And he should get credit where credit is due. However, if that in fact does happen, because we do know that Korea has this pattern of bringing you close and then dumping it and all that other stuff, and they just tried to play it before, but now they've reinitiated the talks and they're coming back to the table, yet that is not getting anywhere near, that's getting play, nothing near what we're getting now with the distraction from Roseanne Barr. But both collectively, they've completely wiped out news and information from other parts of the world. Like, what is going on in Colombia? What is going on in Venezuela? And how is that affecting what's going to be happening up here in Northern California, up here in north of Mexico, and, of course, our relationship with Mexico? And Trump even talked about that with MS-13 and all that sort of thing. Trump's speech was wiped out. The rhetoric
on that too. He said, well, Mexico is going to pay for it and they're going to like it. He said that last night in Nashville. He reopened that.
Yep.
And that's because NAFTA is not really going that well, because you got Canada and Mexico very spoiled with what the riches and the wealth that they were given by our NAFTA trade negotiators, but no longer. But yeah, you're right about the news cycles being completely overwritten. You can look at the governorship, New York State governor race, mm-hmm. where you got Cynthia Nixon, Sex and the City woman, right? And right now, she's come out and attacking Cuomo with this woman that said, you know, that Cuomo ran his office with a lot of sexual objectivity. And Hillary Clinton supported Cuomo because she wants to stay out of jail, of course. And so she supports the sitting governor. When you look at Democrat politics, where they have strongholds, they don't talk about policy. They talk about smear and they talk about identity politics. That's it. They don't talk about policy. They didn't talk about it in Alabama. They didn't talk about it in a lot of the special elections. But they're going to have to talk about it in the midterms. They're going to have to. They can't spread this smear to every single state in the union. And they're going to have major problems if they take this to November.
Well, you know, some of the things, too, that the keeping off of the radar of not just around the nation, but certainly what's going on here in California, because it's chaos. It's absolute chaos going on in California, especially when you take a look at the elections and the monoparty system and how successful they've been at bringing in a communist government, which is really what they've done here in California now.
It's the way.
It's paving the way for the rest of the nation. And this should be the top story, in my opinion, because this is how it's been done. This is how they've structured it, and this is coming to your state sooner or later. This is what the globalists want, and that plays into what you're talking about. The rest of the world is all kind of falling in line with all this stuff, and we're not. At least Donald Trump's not, and we're holding tight here. We're holding strong, and that's the real battleground right there, is what we are in America are doing to stop these totalitarians, and certainly out here in California, this is the battleground. And this is what they do not want to have any kind of national focus on and distraction. And then you have the Trump phenomena, which is, again, well demonstrated last night. We can't have that being shown out there. So these other issues are overriding all these other things that really the general public, once they find out about what's going on, are going to have the holy heck just scared right out of them, especially people in California are now starting to really dial it in and figure it out, because they've got all these cities now that have been prompted into doing, you know, their resolutions and so on. This is the battleground right here, and this is not being talked about except, we'll just talk about, you know, Valerie Jarrett being offended. Now, it's interesting.
We have to vote midterms like it's a general election. That's what we have to do.
Well, but here in California, voting doesn't count. Nobody's vote counts here in California. This is the corruption is complete. And now we have another scheme going on that we've discovered. Our people in New California and other places, we've discovered a scheme. But I want to get into something else first before we leave the Valerie Jarrett thing. And this is from, if you go to, and we'll post this up, the Corruption Chronicles from Judicial Watch. This was printed in 2015. That's just a little late, but, you know, they list the whole thing about Valerie Jarrett. It says the FBI files obtained by Judicial Watch reveal that the dad, maternal grandfather, and father-in-law of President Obama's trusted senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, were hardcore communists under investigation by the U.S. government. Now, this wasn't news to us in 2015. We'd already sussed this information out. But you know, it's nice that it's in print, and, of course, Judicial Watch making a historical record of this, because, you know, if you were printing information about this on websites early on, they were being taken down, just a little side note. But it goes on and talks about, you know, the relationships that we were talking about with strong communists and so on. Her father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, there's a name right there, from Chicago, was also a big-time Chicago communist, according to separate FBI files obtained by the Judicial Watch as part of a probe into Valerie Jarrett's family communist ties. And for a period of time, Vernon Jarrett appeared on the FBI Security Index and was considered a potential communist saboteur who was to be arrested in the event of a conflict with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. That's Valerie Jarrett's stock.
Yeah, I mean, she was, it says here, she was born and raised in Iran for the first 5 years of her life, and explaining how she first grew close to Obama, Jarrett says they traded stories of their youthful travels. As Jarrett told Obama biographer David Remick, he and I shared a view of where the United States fit in the world, which is often different from the view people have who have not traveled outside the United States as young children. Through her travels, Jarrett felt she had come to see the United States with a greater objectivity as one country among many, rather than as the center of all wisdom and experience. And she went on to basically look at the American exceptionalism as a bad thing, and that she was very, very much pro-Palestinian.
Yeah. Hang on. So, we got the break coming up, and we come back with more Scott Adams and Valerie Jarrett. All of a sudden now, hey, wait a minute. Remember Valerie from before? She hasn't changed. They're just trying to clean her up and brush her off. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And you know, Scott, now that Valerie has been outed again, we can out her entirely again, like we did, eight years ago.
I agree wholeheartedly with her when she says this is a teachable moment.
That's right.
So, because we're going to find out a whole lot more about Valerie Jarrett now that she's not
in the
White House covering stuff up.
Isn't it wonderful to be a teacher, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just like every other little thing that's been happening lately in the last year and a half, these things just have a way of boomeranging back into their faces.
Right.
Whether it's the Russian collusion delusion or the Spygate or any of these things, we're finding out more and more about Clapper and Brennan, of course, and Sally Yates and all the ilk that was going on there. But Valerie Jarrett's hands are very, very dirty in a lot of different places, which even includes Lois Lerner and the targeting of conservative groups. She had her hand in all of the cookie jars.
And, you know, no one's said too much about the Lois Lerner thing, which so at some point that's going to start popping up again, as well as a lot of other things. But let's do some teaching, Scott. I mean, my goodness. See, Vernon Jarrett was a bad actor back in the day. That was her, I guess, grandfather-in-law, their father-in-law. And he was really good friends with Frank Marshall Davis.
Obama's father.
Right. Well, they say, I mean, yeah, who knows?
Well, there's those pictures of, he had a thing for taking nude photos, and there's these nude photos of Obama's mother and in Hawaii, and the timeline seemed to fit perfectly for that story. You know, there's a really great documentary many of us have seen called Dreams of My Real Father, and I thought that was put together very well, that there was a lot of evidence to corroborate the notion, the theory that and by the way, President Trump, I think, believes that as well, that Frank Marshall Davis is connected in a very, very intimate and close way with Barack Obama. There's so many untold stories about this Manchurian candidate we call Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. I would love to still see Barack Obama's college transcripts.
Yeah, I had an opportunity, now that you mentioned that, but I had an opportunity to go to Occidental College and walk the halls of Oxy, and I had some relatives that went to Oxy. But the campus is a beautiful campus. I've been around for a long time. But I couldn't resist when I went there one time to visit one of my relatives who was attending school. And by the way, if you ever want to see hysterical football. Go to an Occidental football game. They have like 200 students that are athletes out there, and they every play a new team comes in. Every play.
Wow.
They run a play, another group of 11 guys comes in. Comes off the field. It's the most hysterical. But you know what? They move the ball down the field. They said there seems to be cohesion. But that's just, you know, the way they play the game. But, you know, it was kind of interesting, my little experience there. No one wanted to talk about Barry Satoru. They didn't want to talk about Barack Obama. I wonder why. But, you know, I did find out enough to know that he was gay. That's what some people were saying, is he was openly gay. That was just my investigation when I went down there. But that's just me. But, yes, and, this does...
And at Occidental, he was part of a far broader and more radical rejection of the West's alleged imperialism. Obama himself tells his biographer in a famous passage in The Dreams of My Father that he was taken with criticism of neocolonialism and Eurocentrism during the early years. But, his connections with Khalidi and Saeed and Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran. I mean, you could write this script in a no. Tom Clancy novel.
No.
What's going on here?
No. And, you know, this is the thing. I'm now putting this the article up here on Jenna 21 Radio about Valerie Jarrett. And this is history we've had many, many times before. But, again, I just want to thank her for saying it's a teachable moment.
Yep.
The people
are learning. You know, if you just Google Valerie Jarrett now, there's a lot more information that's coming to light about her and her radical communist ideology and radical ideology. And it's quite clear that Saul Alinsky was at work in the minds of those two individuals, in addition to Hillary. I mean, look at Uma Abedin, right? Her whole parents, you know, both of her parents were involved with that magazine and a lot of shady characters in the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamic terrorism. Even on the day that that 9/11 happened, they were working at that organization, that magazine. And when you think about it, that's not a coincidence that these people come from Chicago, that they have these radical Islamic ideas. They're at the leadership, top of the top in the United States, where, you know, they're the Clinton dynasty and the Obamas are the power structure of the left. That's not by accident that this is happening. This is a fundamental attempt to take over the United States and replace it with radical Islamic Sharia law, socialism, communism, and open borders.
Yeah, it clearly is, and it's not going to, of course, happen. We're not going to allow that sort of thing to happen. And but this is, again, one of these kind of things that's blowing up in their face. And another person where things are really starting to disintegrate around them is John Brennan. We've seen Clapper explode. Mueller's next. We've seen Comey. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Mueller will be up next. And, of course, there's a lot of talk about how he's handled this whole investigation. They've gotten nothing, and all this stuff is going to start. A lot of things are going to come out about him that he's not going to like, because, remember, he was the precursor to Comey as the FBI director.
Yeah. Well, he was actually grilled by Trey Gowdy talking about Lois Lerner. He didn't even know who the lead investigator was on that job, and that was a month into it.
Well, hang on. We got the music coming up, and Scott Adams is with us from the Scott Adams Show, and we got our phone lines going, too, so we'll actually give you the number right now, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK, if you want to call in. Definitely in the third hour, we're going to be taking calls. That's 215-TOP-TALK. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio right here on Red State Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, we have about 60 seconds to close this one out. What do you think the next big stunt's going to be?
We'll find out soon enough when the North Korea story starts to escalate. It always does.
Right,
they always
right.
come up with something to distract.
Yeah, and we have a lot to talk about in what's coming on in California with the elections. This is the election fraud that's going to happen here. Is so reminiscent of what happened to Bernie Sanders in June 7th, 2016 primary. It's a repeat, and of course now what's going on, Bernie Sanders is talking about running again, which ought to be interesting. He might be a real player in terms of competition for Donald Trump in a lot of respects. Your thoughts, quickly, 30 seconds.
I can't fathom it, actually. I think Donald Trump is running on all cylinders. And I really think that the best part of his legacy is yet to come. And I think that the Democrats, they have to be up 6 to 8 points in order to pull off winning the House. They're not going to win the Senate. And I really think that the generic poll is indicating some favorability for the Republicans right now. If that rally speech in Tennessee was any indicator, it's going to look great for the Republicans.
I'll tell you what, he smashed it out of the park, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that was a great rally. They don't have that. That's a hired gun right there. And let me tell you, they don't have that kind of power. They don't. And their policy agenda is what? Impeach, raise your taxes, and open the borders?
And then there's Nancy Pelosi. And boy, did he tag her with the MS-13. Anyway, Scott, thanks a lot. How can we hear you quickly? You there, Scott? I guess we lost Scott. Anyway, he's on the morning shows just before me, which is 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Pacific time. The Scott Adams Show on Red State Talk Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to